Our Heavenly Father, I come before you with thanksgiving. When we sit together in your name, we have one desire, is to see Jesus. We have one desire, is to hear your voice and to hear what you have to say to us. I pray that you give us spiritual milk, pure spiritual milk, not the word of man, but the word of God. And I pray that the Spirit of truth can help us and lead us into all truth. And Lord, I give you thanks for allowing us today to know my friend Jason, that he attended our Bible study, and this Bible study is totally devoted to him because of the previous session that in our conversation with him. And I just have, and I'm glad that we can hand Jason into your hand. I ask the Holy Spirit to protect Jason. I ask that our Lord Jesus Christ watch over Jason, because he is the one you love. He is the one that you die on the cross for his sins and for our sins. And I know he is the one who loved you too, based upon Gospel of John chapter 14 verse 21. When he hear your command, hear your word, and he obey it. He just tear up all the human literature, human wisdom, and that set him apart from the Bible, that separated him from the Bible, that separated him from the Jesus Christ. He teared apart. And because of what he has done, I pray that you protect him, watch over him, and so that set him from all harm, so that he will be washed by you, cleansed by you, and covered by you, and protected by you. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So I want to write it down. So I want you to do me a favor, and you go home and study, and what I have just given it to you, because at that time I didn't write it down, and now I want to write it down. First of all, I give it to you is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 12 all the way to verse 16, okay? That's what I gave it to you. And then later on, I gave it to you Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2, could you do me a favor and turn to 2:16 all the way to go to 2:23? Could you read that?
Colossians,
yeah. Colossians after Ephesians, after Galatians. Where are you now? Before Timothy, before Thessalonians. Before Thessalonians, keep going.
Colossians.
Yeah, Colossians. Chapter 2, 16, 23. So 16 to 23. Read out loud.
So let no one judge you in food or in drink or regards of festivals or new moon or Sabbaths, which are shadow things to come, but the substance is of Christ.
Verse 18.
Let no one cheat you of your reward, taking delight in false humility and worship of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not hold fast to the head, from which all body nourished and knit together by joint.
Who is the head? Head is Jesus Christ, okay? Keep going.
And lineman grow which increase that is from God.
Keep going.
Therefore, if you die with Christ from the basic principles of the world,
what we just learned, all this Sabbath, all this kind of stuff is basic principle, is kindergarten. Okay? The reality is Jesus Christ. Keep going.
Why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to regulations?
What kind of regulation he's talking about? What kind of rule he's talking about? Verse 21.
Things of this world.
No, you finish reading verse 20, right?
Yeah.
Do not submit to this. Do not submit to its rule. Do not submit to its principle. Okay. Verse 21.
Do not touch. Do not taste. Do not handle.
That is the rule. This kind of thing you cannot handle. This kind of thing you should not taste. This kind of thing you cannot touch. That's baloney. This kind of thing cannot make me holy. Okay. Verse 22.
Which all concern things which perish with the using according to the commandments and doctrine of men.
It's only man teaching. It's not God teaching. It's not the Holy Spirit teaching. Verse 23.
These things indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion, false humility, and neglects of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh.
But if you want to live a holy life, this kind of rule and regulation cannot help you to live a holy life. These are shadow. Cannot help you. You understand what I'm trying to say? Okay, I want you to go home and read that numerous times so that you grab what I get, okay? Because the Bible is clearly stated that already. Because in those days, well, I give it to him. I'll give that to him. And I'll give it to you. What did I say? 2 Timothy chapter 3, 16 to 17. You read that already. And what else do I say? I say 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, all the way to 12. And then I'll ask you to read 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 2. Okay? After that, and you believe in what God say, you're moved by the Holy Spirit, you tear part of the pamphlet, that are human wisdom and literature. Now I tell you, because of what you have done in all this, now I tell you what is the true worship. Because we don't need this kind of, I worship on the Sabbath, that become a true worship. No, I want you to go back to Gospel of John. John, J-N is John, okay? John chapter 3, verse 24. What is true worship? It's not the place, it's not where, nor is when. What is the true worship? According to Jesus' teaching. Okay? Chapter 3. Chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 24. Sorry. Chapter 4, verse 24. Could you do me a favor and read that?
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
Okay, before you read 24, you read 23.
But the hour is coming, and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him.
It's not where. It's not when. Because if you go through the context, because of their conversation, what do they say? You go back to verse 17. I have no husband, she replied. Keep going. 4:17.
I have no husband. Jesus said to her, you have well said, I have no husband, for you have five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband, but that you spoke truly.
Keep going.
The woman said to him, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our father worship on the mountain, and the Jews said that's in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship.
So the Samaritan saying that our father worship on this mountain, the Mount of Samaria. But the Jewish people say we worship in Jerusalem. It's not the place. Keep going. See how Jesus answer.
Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will never on this mountain nor in Jerusalem.
Worship. It's not where. It's not important. It's how. Okay? Not where, but how you worship. You understand? Not where you worship. Not when. But how. You understand what I'm trying to say? Okay, keep going. Verse 22.
You worship that you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is the Jews, is of the Jews. But the hour is coming when now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth.
How we worship? We worship God in truth and in spirit. Not the place. If you don't have the Holy Spirit to help you, you won't understand what you're hearing. If you don't hear God's truth, you won't grow. So you need to go to a place to worship so that you hear the truth, so that the Holy Spirit can help you. Does it make sense? I don't need any other books. I only need God's word. And then 24.
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth.
Worship God in spirit means you need the Holy Spirit to help you to understand what you hear, so that you can distinguish God's truth. Today, you truly worship God, because you tear apart the pamphlet that written by man. It's human wisdom. It's not God's wisdom. That human literature set you from Christ. Set you apart from Christ. He separate you from Christ. Because you obey God, because you worship God in spirit and in truth, worship God in spirit, capital letter S, and in truth, capital letter truth, capital letter T, okay? Because of that, you listen to that, go to Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 21, all the way to 23. Gospel of John 14, 21 to 23. What happened if you obey God?
He who has my commandment and keeps them is, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by the Father, by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him.
What did you hear? You hear God's truth, that you worship God in spirit and in truth? You only need God's truth to worship God. You need God's word to worship God. You don't need any other human wisdom, right? You obey that command. Am I right? You obey that command. God will manifest to you. God will heal you. If you have the evil spirit in your heart, today he will be out. He will be out. You understand? Now, let me see. Go back to Gospel of John. You haven't finished it. You only finished up to 21. You keep reading it. Up to 23.
Judah, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him.
If you have the Holy Spirit make his home in you, the evil spirit will be gone. Oh, I forget. I also mentioned 1 John chapter 2, 14 and 24. You remember that? Before? All these Bible verses I wanted to, you know what? You have a highlighter? You have this kind of pen?
No.
At home, you highlight that. So that when you flip that page, you know this is God's truth speaking to you already. On March, on April 7th. Okay? Now, let me see, what else? I want you to go to Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 31 to 36. You are set free. By who? You are set free by the truth. You are set free by the Son, Jesus Christ. You are set free by 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17. You are set free by the Holy Spirit. I want you to read these Bible verses. 8, 31 to 36, and then 2 Corinthians 3:17. Read that first. Gospel of John 8, 31 to 36. Do you find that? Do you know why we have to study Bible? You don't study Bible, you only study one book. You don't study Bible thoroughly. When people come to you for help, you cannot set them free. That's why we need to study Bible. We don't need any other booklet. Okay?
Maybe you want some more salt?
No, that's enough for me. Good. Could you read that out loud?
And Jesus said to those Jews who believe him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free."
Hey, if you have the word of God within your heart, the truth will set you free. You're not under that kind of garbage anymore, bondage. Do you see that? The truth will set you free. Keep reading.
He answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed."
You are set free by the truth, and you are set free, verse 36, by Jesus Christ the Son. Go to 2 Corinthians, Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, where there is freedom. Read that.
"Now the Lord is Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty."
Liberty is freedom. Am I right?
Yes.
Who set you free? Could you read that again? The Jew, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord. All you need is this. No one can set me free. I want you to hold on to that. These three Bible verses. Impress upon your heart. The truth will set you free when you obey his word. Because I tell you to take away that tear away. You obey that, right? Without hesitation, right? You are set free by the truth. You are set free by the Son, Jesus Christ. You are set free by the Spirit of Christ. Half an hour ago, when I see you reading the scripture, you haven't teared down. I see that your body is sick. Am I right? Do you have peace now? Tell me, how do you feel in your heart now?
Calm.
Wow, that's good stuff. Calm. But before you're not, you're shaking. Am I right?
Right.
You are set free. By the truth of God, by Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and by His Spirit. Jason, I'm happy for you. I am extremely happy for you. You are set free. You are not under bondage anymore. But don't go back to this kind of stuff. You go back, you'll be in bondage. The next thing, let me ask you a question. Jason, tell me the history of Israel. When they follow Moses, they slaughtered the Passover lamb. What did they do? Do they stay in Egypt?
No.
Or they left Egypt?
They slay the Passover lamb. They painted the blood on their homes.
And then?
The angel of death would not kill them.
Okay, and then?
Then they left.
They left?
Egypt. Yes.
And then what did they do? Do they cross the Red Sea?
Pardon me?
Do they cross the Red Sea?
Yes, they did.
They did? Once they walked through the Red Sea, what happened to the Red Sea?
The Egyptians came and the water closed down.
They were all killed in the Red Sea, right?
Right.
And then, can they go back to the Egypt?
No.
Egypt is a place for their bondage. Don't go back to that kind of place. That is a bondage to you. You have no peace. You understand? Looking forward. Forget what's behind. Have a new start. Do you know when do they start their slaughter their Passover lamb? They say that is January, the beginning of the year. That means a new beginning to you. You understand? There's a new beginning to you. Do you see that? Remember that day, April 7th. It's an important day to you. On this day, you are set free by the truth. You are set free by the Son, Jesus Christ. You are set free by the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit. Don't go back to the old place. That cannot make you holy. I tell you, who can make you holy? Galatians 3:3, 5:24-25. Read that. Galatians after 2 Corinthians. With 3:3.
Are you so foolish, having begun in the spirit? Are you now being made perfect by the flesh?
Make perfect by the flesh. What does it mean? Keep the Sabbath. What to eat? What not to eat? Using your own flesh? No, come on. I don't intend to go by my own flesh. 5:24.
And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passion and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another.
What is 5:24 saying? Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature, crucified the flesh, with this compassion, with this passion and desire. Crucify the flesh. You did that. You tear that away. You don't rely upon your own flesh. You don't rely upon your own understanding of the scripture. You don't rely upon the human understanding. All I did is go back to the Bible. I pointed the Bible back to you, and you believe in it. Now you are set free. When you are set free, don't go back to that. Crucify. Chapter 5, verse 24. First of all, you have to crucify your flesh with the cross. And then, seek to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Why? Where the Holy Spirit is, you are set free. Remain to be set free. Let your heart and mind to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Don't let any other thing to fill your mind and your heart. You know what? Later on, you don't even need to take any medication. Now, I would like you to tell me, 5 years ago, when you were 22 years old, where have you been that caused you to have a twist of your faith? Where have you been? Did you go to temple?
What do you mean?
No, I'm asking you. Just before you feel sick, where have you been? What have you done? You must have done something. Otherwise, the evil spirit won't come into your body.
Partying.
Partying?
Yes.
That is it. Partying. Oh, man. Tell me what then. Did you take drugs?
Yes.
That's the same. You take drugs. Marijuana? Cocaine?
No. Ecstasy.
Ecstasy. That's the same.
Drinking.
Drinking.
Yes.
Yeah. Jason, let me tell you one thing. Stop taking the medication now. You are set free. Trust in God. You know what? Let me tell you. Look at me, Jason. Jason, look at me. If you keep on taking the medication, you'll be addicted to pharmaceutical drugs for the rest of your life. And you won't be able to get married. Who's going to marry you? And you can't get a job either. Jason, you need to repent. Stop taking any more drugs. Stop partying. Did you go to partying at the time you are a Christian? Or before you were a Christian?
Before.
Yeah, the Lord will forgive you. Have you been to partying anymore?
No.
Did your daddy, mommy know that you went to partying, taking drugs?
No.
Did your physician know about that?
Yep.
Yeah. And what did he say? Are you addicted to that ecstasy?
No.
So you stopped that. You stopped taking that already, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're set free. Look at me, Jason. Believe in what the Bible say. Don't take any medication. When your hand is shaken, you kneel down to pray. Ask God to forgive you that you have destroyed your body by taking the ecstasy together with alcohol, because alcohol enhances the effect of the ecstasy. That's why you get stoned and shock you. Do you understand? I want to give you a more Bible study. I want to stop here. I want to give you 1 Corinthians 3:16 to 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 to 20. I want you to read that so that you know by taking the ecstasy, by going to partying, you're destroying your life. And that's why God disciplined you. You know what, Jason? If you're not going to the partying, you won't come to see me today. You won't see my brother Key. You see a brother Key, and you come to... Could you tell me what is in your heart? What's the reason why you want to come to the church to have Bible study? What draw you to come here? You ready to prove your point, right? Using that kind of stuff, right? To prove that you are right, right? Is that it, Jason?
Yes.
I'm glad that you used that. Bam! You got it. You don't know that the pastor knows the Bible, eh?
Right.
Oh, man. Do you know why I want you to memorize the Bible verses? That guy, he followed after me. He memorized Bible verses. Try. Could you turn to the Isaiah chapter 53? We cite that to him.
53?
Yeah. Isaiah 53.
Is his Bible different?
No, his Bible is different. Jason, I want you to read my Bible here. Hear what he has to say. Go.
Who has believed their message? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed to him? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed to? He grew up before him.
To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? To whom already? To. Why you need two again? Come on, don't give me two. Do that again. Say that one more time.
Who has believed our message? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed to?
Okay, keep going. Verse 2.
He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. Yeah. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hid their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. For he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. He was pierced for our transgressions. But he was pierced for our transgressions, and he was crushed for our iniquities.
Who see that? Jesus Christ, right?
The punishment for our peace that was upon him.
The punishment that brought us
peace was upon him. By his wounds we are healed.
I want you to recite this one when you pray. The punishment that was brought us. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. We did something wrong, but he get the punishment. Jesus Christ get the punishment. That's why we get peace. You see what I mean? That's the gospel I need. I don't need any other, tell me, Sabbath day or what to eat, what not to eat. That's baloney to me. I need Jesus Christ to die on the cross for my sin. I'm a sinner. I need him to set me free. That guy memorized it. Verse 6. I want you to learn the same thing. We memorize it. You understand? When we memorize, the truth set me free. Jesus Christ set me free. The Spirit of Christ set me free. When I get the Word of God, no one can deceive me. Because that's the most important thing. Keep going. Verse 6.
We all like sheep have gone astray. Each one of us has turned our own way. Yeah. And the Lord laid upon him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted by men, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb led to...
He was led.
He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and like a sheep before its shears are silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And who can speak of his descendants? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. And he was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. Though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet the Lord... Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer.
And though the Lord made his life a guilt offering,
he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hands. After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servants will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great.
Hold on a second. You know who justified me? Jesus Christ justified many. He made me holy. Not what I eat. Not where I worship. Not when I worship. But worship God in truth and in spirit. That set me free and make me holy. You understand? All these are Old Testament and New Testament teaching. Don't let secondary stuff to control your mind. Okay, keep going. Verse 12.
Therefore I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong. For he poured out his...
Because
he poured out his life unto death, and numbered... was numbered with the transgressions.
Transgressors.
With transgressors. For he bore the sins of many, and made intercession for the intercession for the transgressors.
Good job, buddy.
No one can deceive him.
It has been a week.
If people ask him, who's saving you, who died on the cross for you, he knows Jesus Christ. And that's how we memorize it. You understand what I'm trying to say? Because I don't know that you come here today. I'm well prepared already. Every day. To face all kind of situation. And I also know it is not without reason that the evil spirit come into my body. The reason why the evil spirit come into my body, because I allow that to happen. You know what happened today? I'm going to cast it out. And I'm going to ask the Lord to fill you with the Holy Spirit. And you can stop taking the medication. You'll be alright. Do you believe in that kind of truth? Do you want to go back to work?
Yes.
I will pray for you to get a job back to you. How long have you been stopped working? 5 years?
4 years.
4 years. Oh, man. After 4 years, my brother found you. Where do you live? In the north side?
Londonderry.
Oh, very close. Yeah. Very close. And, oh, man. Let me see. So I want you to come to have a Bible study with us. Is it fair? So that you know God's word. And I will monitor your health and make sure you're okay. How long have you been taking the medication?
5 years.
5 years. Does it help you?
Yes.
How?
Keeping my mental, I guess, stable.
Yeah. But do you believe what the Bible say? Who set you free? None of this word is medication. The truth, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is not medication. Which one you want to put your faith in? Do you want to put your faith in the truth, the Son, and the Spirit?
I've been without medication for a few times and it did not go too well.
And then what happened?
Sickness came back, even worse.
Okay, tell me what kind of sickness.
More like...
So, okay to tell me then? Tell me what kind of sickness.
Hearing voices, space out.
The last sentence, I don't see it. You hear voices and what?
It's kind of hard to explain.
No, you can just explain. You hear voices and what else?
My face gets even worse.
Your face twisted?
Yeah.
And then?
I guess I feel my brain kind of stiffed out. It's hard to think.
Okay. Yeah, because that drugs is killing you. And what kind of medication the physician gave it to you? Could you tell me the name of it? Did you go to internet to search what kind of drugs is that?
They... gave me a pamphlet to tell me what it does and what kind of side effects.
Okay, tell me what's the kind of side effect?
That the medication we give?
Yeah. Because that medication cannot last more than 10 years. After 10 years, they have to change it to you. Did they say it to you?
No.
Yeah, because after 10 years, your body adjusts to it, it will not be effective. Okay? Show me the face. How does it look? Show it to me.
What do you mean?
Well, you say your face twisted. Show it to me.
Not twisted, but it morphs. It kind of looks different each time I look at it.
Okay. Did you look at it in the mirror?
Yeah.
So how does it look?
Terrible.
Okay. And are you convinced that you're mentally sick? I don't think so. You are affected by the chemical, by the drugs that you take it 5 years ago. And I'm glad it didn't kill you. Do you know Michael Jackson? He was dead. Do you know another singer?
Houston.
What's her name?
Whitney
Houston. Just a few months ago. It's very dangerous. So you stop partying with this kind of friend already, right? It's the first time you take that kind of drugs?
I didn't take it for 5 years.
No, I know. Is it the first time you took it at that time? Or you took it a few times already?
A few times already.
Yeah. But you're not getting addicted to it?
No.
And so what happened to your friend? Do your friend have the same kind of problem?
No.
Yeah. The Lord wants to save you. Are they with you now, or your friend, or they walk away?
I kind of discontinue my terrible friends, but kept the alright ones.
Okay. Okay, that's good. Could you read that Bible verses first? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 to 20. Or 19 to 21, okay? Could you read that? Go to 1 Corinthians. Chapter 6 and chapter 3, 16 to 17. Can you read that? 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 16.
Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are.
Do you understand these two Bible verses? Could you tell me what does it mean?
That anybody that harms you or harms a fellow Christian, God will destroy him.
No, that's not what it say. Read that one more time. Carefully. Don't you know that you yourself are God's temple? He's talking about you. You yourself are God's temple. And God's Spirit lives in you. Now you are Christian. You have the Holy Spirit live in you. And your body become God's temple. If anyone destroy God's temple, but do you know that? Even though you are not a believer, you belong to God too. Just that you don't know that. But you took the ecstasy and you try to destroy your temple. You try to destroy your own body. If anyone destroy God's temple, That means destroy your own body. You try to destroy it with alcohol together with ecstasy. Double dosage. And God will destroy him. For God's temple is sacred. Your body is sacred. You are that temple. In other words, keep your body pure. Don't let any of this kind of thing happen anymore. No more partying. Jason, what did your father doing for a living? Is he a cook?
No.
What did he do?
I think insurance or something like that.
He sell insurance?
Yeah.
Okay. And what about your mother?
Cook.
Is he a cook?
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you tell me what's the reason why you, at that time, you partying taking the drugs because everybody taking it? Or just only you taking it?
No, kind of friends kind of gave it to me.
Yeah. And then you believe in it. Right? Did he himself take it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you buy from him or he gave it to you free of charge?
Gave it to me.
He gave it to you free of charge.
Yeah.
But he destroyed 5 years of your life. He destroyed 5 years of your life. Right?
Right.
That's very, very expensive. And what did you do for a living at that time?
I was a painter.
You knew painting?
Yeah.
Artistic painting? Or
like building warehouses.
Building warehouses?
Painting what?
Like
artistic painting?
Building.
Or commercial painting?
Commercial buildings.
Why? What make you to go into that kind of profession?
I just like to be with my friend. Do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but one
kind
thing,
fun.
One thing I'm worrying about painting is the smell of that alcohol will affect your health. Do you understand what I'm trying? Especially the oil base. Not the. Do you know what I mean? The oil base and water base. Especially where you paint it in the washroom, is oil base. That is with alcohol. When you inhale that, sometimes make you high. Just like drugs, it's no good. Bad for your lung. Do you think that you should change job? Did you graduate high school?
No.
Do you want to graduate high school?
I have taken school 2 years ago. Didn't go too well.
I think you can.
I got a good score, but I just can't handle it.
What do you mean by you can't handle it?
Mentally.
Like?
Just my brain wouldn't function very well.
Oh, I see. But even though with medication?
Yeah.
So if... Now, I'm just... But based upon our conversation, your brain function better than any sound man. Because when I preach the gospel, some people get stuck and they don't understand. And yet you understood everything I said. Don't buy into it that your brain are damaged. Your brain's not damaged.
My brain's not damaged, but when I get sick, I get these side effects that
tell me what's the side effect.
I guess I get slowed down.
Slow down?
Yeah, everything slows down and...
Like
it's hard to think.
Hard to think?
I guess hard to breathe sometimes and...
Okay. Hard to breathe, okay. Yeah.
Kind of spaced out and can't control myself properly.
Okay. So you can't drive, right?
I'm not really sure. I haven't tried.
Have you got a driver license?
I got learners.
A learner, okay. Well, I really love to help you. Why don't we keep on chapter 6, verse 19 to 20, first Corinthians again.
Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God?
Whom you have received from God, right? Read that again, 19.
Inversion.
Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and okay. You are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in spirit.
So glorify God with your body. And so what have you learned in here? So I want you to confess, Jason, that now I know my body is the temple of God. It's a sacred place. It's a holy place. But I have defiled it. How? By taking drugs. Once you confess it, the Lord will set you free. You want to follow after me to do that? I tell you why, where I'm coming from. I'm using the both Old Testament, Psalm 32, 1 to 6. Psalm 32, verse 1 to 6. 1 John, chapter 1, 8 to 9. This is Old Testament, that's New Testament. First of all, read that. Psalm is in the middle of the Bible. It's Psalm 32, 1 and 6. Once you confess your sins and ask God to forgive your sins, have you ever opened your heart to ask Jesus Christ to enter into your heart? Where? In a Caucasian church or Chinese church?
Not in any church.
Not in any church?
Just at home.
Because you read the Bible?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay, that's cool. The Lord loves you so much. 32, verse 1 and 6. Could you read that to me?
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sins is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in those spirits there is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones grew old, though my groaning all day long. For day and night your hands was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into drought of summer. I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
So when I confess my sins to the Lord, what did the Lord respond to you?
Forgiveness.
A forgiveness. So we need to confess, right? And then, and after he was forgiven, what did David encourage other people to do? Who tell you to buy this Bible? Is that church? It's another
My family member's friend.
Did your family member go to a church?
Yes.
What church?
It's the Baptist church behind St. Joe's.
Where is it?
ECBC. Right behind St. Joe's. Oi Sing Wai and Samson Wu.
Is that right?
Not
Chinese
really sure.
Christian church? I'm in Chinese.
You don't even know the name of the pastor.
I know the name of the pastor, but not the Chinese pastor.
What's the name of the English pastor?
Pastor Tawa.
Tawa?
Yeah.
Okay. I know Tawa. Yeah,
is that
BC,
that church?
BC, yeah.
Okay. They were from that church a long time ago too. Okay. Now, verse 6.
For this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely in a flood of great waters.
So make sure you grab hold of this opportunity to pray to God and confess your sin. This is Old Testament teaching. What about the New Testament teaching? Both of them talk about confession of your own sins and ask for forgiveness, as we call it in the Bible, because he will forgive our sins, because that's what he said, right? So that's why I can ask for forgiveness, because you told me you forgave me, right? if I confess, right? So that's why I ask exactly what you told me. You're faithful God. You will do exactly what you say. I want you to read the New Testament. 1 John chapter 1, verse 8. Chapter 1, verse 8 to 10. Okay?
We say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
No, you read it again. It's not clear.
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves,
okay,
and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Okay.
If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His words is not in us.
If you don't confess your sins, you know what happened? His word has no place in your life. And if you do not confess your sin, the truth is not in you. Who set you free? The truth set you free. His word set you free. If His word has no place in your life, you're still under bondage. So what should you do, Jason? What's the first step you have to do?
Confess.
Confess your sin and ask God for
forgiveness.
And what kind of sin that you're going to confess?
Yes, taking drugs.
Okay.
Partying.
Yeah.
Rebellious.
I didn't hear you.
Rebellious towards God.
That last one I didn't hear.
Rebellious.
Rebellious against God. Okay. Good. And you confess that.
Yes.
And then you ask Jesus Christ to enter into your heart. And you ask, based on Ephesians chapter 1, 13 to 14, you ask Jesus Christ to give you the promise, Holy Spirit. You read that. So first of all, you confess your sin, and then you ask Jesus Christ to give you the Holy Spirit so that you can become a child of God and will receive inheritance. Read that. First John, before that. After that, it's Ephesians, Galatians, and then Ephesians. Galatians, and then Ephesians. 1:13-14.
In Him you also trust after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession.
In other words, if you do not have the Holy Spirit, you cannot go to heaven. Have you been baptized?
No.
Okay. Now, are you willing to make your confession for your sin?
Yes.
Are you willing to ask Jesus Christ to enter into your heart?
Yes.
And give you the promised Holy Spirit?
Yes.
So that you become God's child? So that you can receive inheritance? Now, thirdly, I want to read that to you, Gospel of John, chapter 3, 3 to 6. Read that to me. And then Mark 16:16.
Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
So what did the Bible say? In order to be able to see the kingdom of God based upon verse 3, you need to be what? In order for you to be able to see the kingdom of God, you need to be what? Chapter 3, verse 3.
Die.
Okay. No, you read that one more time. I think you missed the boat. Read that one more time. 3:3.
Jesus said, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of
so
God.
So you need to be what? Born?
Again.
Again. Now, just chapter 3, verse 3. What about chapter 3, verse 5? How can I be born again? By what? How can I be born again?
Water and spirit.
What is water? That is water baptism?
Yes.
And spirit baptism. How can I have spirit baptism? That is Ephesians 1:13-14. How can I water baptism? Tomorrow I'm going to baptize you. So that you are born again. You become God's son. The spirit give birth to the spirit. The flesh give birth to his flesh. Do you want to be born again? Do you want Jesus Christ to help you? Do you want him to enter into your heart? To guard your temple? To guard your body? So that you are not influenced by any chemical? Do you want that?
Yes.
Tomorrow, I'm going to do that for you, body baptism. But today, you can do the spirit baptism. Follow after me. I'm going to make the confession. You follow after me. Whatever I say, you say. Do you need to hear what I have to say first before you say, or you can follow after me?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, that's good. Close your hand like that. Our Heavenly Father.
You repeat after.
Our Heavenly Father.
I confess that I'm a sinner.
I confess that I'm a sinner.
5 years ago.
5 years ago.
I'm partying.
I'm partying.
I'm taking drugs.
Taking drugs.
And alcohol.
And alcohol.
I try to ruin my own body. I don't even know.
I try to ruin my own body. I don't even know.
And now I know.
And now I know.
By destroying my body.
By destroying my body.
It's just like destroying the sacred temple.
It's just like destroying the sacred temple.
The sacred temple belongs to you.
The sacred temple belongs to you.
At that time.
At that time.
I thought I control my own body.
I thought I control my own body.
I didn't know.
I did not know.
That the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ.
That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Has purchased my body.
That's purchased my body.
My body is sacred.
My body is sacred.
And belongs to Jesus.
And belongs to Jesus.
And my body should be filled with the Holy Spirit.
And my body should be
filled with the Holy Spirit.
With the Holy Spirit.
Instead of filled with medication.
Instead of filled with medication.
Or drugs.
Or drugs.
Or alcohol.
Or alcohol.
I confess before you.
I confess before you.
I ask you.
I ask you.
To forgive all my sins.
For all my sins.
And on top of that.
And on top of that.
I'm being arrogant.
I'm being arrogant.
I'm using the booklet.
By using the booklet.
To fight against you.
To fight against you.
And even though when I go to other churches.
Even though I go to other churches.
I have been overcoming.
I've been overcoming.
And none of them can convince me.
None of them can convince me.
And I'm ready to do the same thing today.
And I'm ready to do the same thing today.
And lo and behold.
And lo and behold,
you save me.
You save me
by coming to this church.
By coming to this
so
church,
that I can hear the gospel.
So that I can hear the gospel.
I hear the truth.
I hear the truth.
Nothing but the truth.
Nothing but the.
And I'm willing.
And I'm willing
to humble myself.
To humble myself.
Not to be arrogant.
Not to be arrogant.
Not to be ignorant.
Not to be ignorant.
I'm willing to submit to the truth.
I'm willing to submit to the truth.
Submit to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Submit to the Lord Jesus Christ.
The Son of God.
The Son of God.
For I believe.
For I believe.
The name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I believe that you raised him from the dead.
That you raised him from the dead.
And I believe.
And I believe.
Strongly believe.
Strongly.
And confess.
And confess.
That I'm a sinner.
That I'm a sinner.
And deserve to go to hell.
And deserve to go to hell.
But you saved me.
But you saved.
You love me.
You love me.
Using this incident to bring me to the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Using this incident to save me from the.
To bring me
to the Lord Jesus Christ.
And I give you thanks for that.
And I give you thanks for
although
that.
Although I'm arrogant against you. I'm rebellious to your word.
I'm rebellious to your word.
To the Holy Spirit.
To Jesus Christ. To the Scripture.
I'm using human wisdom against God's wisdom. From this day on.
I won't do it anymore.
I want to be filled with the truth. With the Son of God Jesus Christ. With the Spirit of Christ. So that I'm truly set free. Free from any bondage of sins. Free from the bondage of Satan. I even want to be free from the bondage of medication.
I want to also be free from the bondage of medication.
I need you to deliver me. I need you to perform a miracle in my own life. I want to start fresh. And I know I belong to you. I know my body belongs to you.
I will not destroy my body anymore.
I want your Holy Spirit to fill me. So that I'm controlled totally by your word. By the Holy Spirit.
I pray that.
You guide me every day. And help me. And give me time. To study your scripture every day. If I do have any question, help me to have the courage to ask. And help me to have the humility to ask the question. And give me a humble spirit.
To learn.
Not to oppose you.
Nor to rebel against you.
And tomorrow. I want to be baptized. With water. So that I die with you. I bury with you. And I will rise with you. When I rise with you. And I pray that. The word that was recorded in John chapter 3, verse 3 and 5.
Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 3 and 5.
Will be fulfilled in my life. So that I will be born again. I will be the Son of God. And I will have the Holy Spirit in my heart. And when I rise up from the water, I will be a new man. I totally belong to Jesus. In my career.
In my work.
In my health. In my future. I rely upon you.
To guide me.
Day by day.
I trust in you.
For it is recorded.
You are going to keep my spirit.
My soul.
My body.
Whole and holy.
And holy.
As it is recorded. In First Thessalonians. Chapter 5. Verse 24 to 25.
I pray that.
I did what I have done. And I pray that you do what you have recorded in the Bible. Keep me safe. Protect me. Change my life.
So that when people look at me,
they see that.
They know that.
I'm a born again Christian.
I'm a born again Christian.
In the name of my Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I pray.
I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Now tell me, do you sense that the Holy Spirit has already baptized you? Do you have peace within your heart? Why? Because in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23, what's the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Love, joy, peace. Do you sense the love of God in your heart? Do you sense the joy that Jesus Christ gave it to you? Do you sense the peace that God gave it to you? Do you sense that?
Yes.
Yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
I want you to read that these two Bible words, these three Bible words, Mark 16, 16, 1 Thessalonians 5, Galatians 5. I give this piece of paper to you. I want you to write all these down Bible verses together and memorize it. By memorizing that Bible verses, God's going to change your mind and God's going to take away the effect of the medication eventually. Read that. Mark 16, 16.
He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned.
Hold on to this Bible verse. You give you all these Bible verses? Jason?
Yes.
I just give you a quotation. I want you to write it down and copy it. That's how I memorize it. By reading it, I won't remember. I copy it. Copy a few times, it will sing into my mind. You have a sound mind. Don't ever let anyone deceive you.
He's really smart.
You're a smart guy. And you even take the courage to come, although you challenge me, and yet you're delivered by God. Right? I know you have done that a lot of time. Another pastor cannot even defeat you. Right? Lo and behold, you don't know that you meet John Lamb. He's filled with the Holy Spirit. He's filled with God's word. I want you to be a preacher. Follow him. He memorized it. Do you want to take the challenge? You can be God's servant too.
Yeah.
But you have to memorize Bible verses. And then let God to set you free. Free from any bondage. I want to help you to be a good pastor. Do you want to face the challenge for that?
I'd rather not be a pastor.
You rather not be a pastor? Why? Tell me honestly. Pastor is a lousy
really
job.
I'm not much of a leader.
Oh, you're not really? Okay, no problem. No problem. You read that. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 to 24. I want you to say to yourself, I'm not a loser. Say to yourself.
I'm not a loser.
Okay? Yeah. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 to 24.
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you faithful, who also will do it.
Ask God to protect you, spirit, soul, and body. You need that. You understand? Hold on to all this Bible. He's faithful. He will do that. Galatians 5:22-23.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law.
When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you bear this kind of fruit, you have joy. You don't need ecstasy, you don't need any drugs and alcohol. I really want, really, when you start learning God's word, I want, really want you to be a pastor. I will train you. You come to here to study Bible with us, see whether the Lord call you. Because by doing so, you save another young man that going through the same path that you have gone through. You understand? A lot of young people are in deep trouble. You know what? I can guarantee you, your parents are wishy-washy Christian. Because when you talk to your parent cannot talk to you. They don't understand. Right?
Right.
I don't want you to be a wishy-washy Christian. I want you to memorize Bible verses and know what you're talking about and not let God use you. Let your body to be sacred temple. Is that a deal? The first step. Not be a pastor. Let your body be a sacred temple. Is that fair?
Yes.
Read that. Philippians. Ephesians. Philippians. Philippians 4:13.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Okay. I'm not a loser. Nor you are a loser. I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. When you feel that you're weak, you lean onto these Bible verses. I want your Bible to be like me. Mark it down. All these Bible verses. Is that a deal? Jason, all this belongs to you. What's your last name, Jason?
You.
Why you?
Yeah.
I know. Is there from Hong Kong? Hey, Jason, is there a problem for you to be baptized tomorrow? I tell you what time. Every Sunday, we have baptismal service in YMCA. Could you go and get the... give him a pamphlet.
Brochure?
Yeah.
I have one.
Oh, sure. I tell you, what did the Bible say? The Bible say, when you believe in God, you don't need to go through baptismal service class. When you believe in God, you are baptized right away. Once you are baptized, then you start studying Bible. That's what the Bible say. Where did the Bible say? At YMCA, we have baptism. At 4 p.m., around 4:30. You go to this church. This church is 5 minutes, 2 minutes away from the YMCA. You go to this church. We have a church called Southside Church. Here, this church. The YMCA is 5 minutes away from here. You know what? Could you do me a favor? Tell me, tell your parents what you have learned today. I want your parents to send to drive you here to my church in this south side at 4 p.m.
No, it's 12 p.m. to start, but come here for worship first.
Well,
yeah, if you can.
If you want to worship with us, you can go to 2 p.m. You have no place to worship now, right? Do you have any place to worship?
No.
I want you to come to the place of worship. I introduce the English pastor to you. That English pastor called Simon Ho, he's the one lead me to Christ. He's not a wishy-washy guy. He's a chartered accountant. He's still a practicing chartered accountant. He don't get paid from the church. But he's a good pastor. Is it a deal? Is it okay?
4 p.m.?
No, 2 p.m. Get your mother.
2 p.m.
Because we have to attend the church. You have to worship.
Gotta do a blood test.
Oh, a blood test? Why you need a blood test?
Because there's a chance where my white blood cells...
Too low.
Too low, yeah.
And do they have blood tests on Sunday?
Yeah.
In your bay?
No, it's in Northgate.
In Northgate?
Northgate.
You
Mall.
Can do it anytime, right? You don't have to go to Sunday. That's you don't need a
No, I need to take it so I can get my medication for next week.
Okay, could you do it earlier in the morning?
No, that's the earliest.
What time do you do the blood test?
1:40.
Or 1:40. And then when you do the blood test, could you come?
Yep.
And you come to the church?
If I can find it.
No, you it's very easy. Yeah, GPS, you have your daddy you have a GPS, right?
No.
No GPS? I show you how to get there. You go to
112.
You go to Yarrowhead Trail? You know how to go to Yarrowhead Trail?
Yep.
And you go to 149th Street?
you go to Weimar? And when you go to Weimar?
He doesn't drive. He doesn't know where to go.
Okay, no.
Just go to like a Google search. You will find that place. It's
yeah,
very easy.
Very easy to find.
Very easy.
This church is very easy to find. We rented a community called Yellowbird Community. We start our worship 2 o'clock until 4 o'clock. And after that, we have dinner. But in between the dinner time, I baptize you. You know what, Jason? You need to convert your parents because your parents are wishy-washy. Your parents, so-called Christian, and they go to the church for a long time already, right?
They don't believe in Christ.
Or they don't believe in Christ?
No.
And how come they go to the church?
They don't go to church.
Or they don't go to the church? Oh, I see. Wow, that's a different story. Do you think he can take you there?
Not sure. I'm not sure about his schedule.
So your mother is working, right? Your mother is working,
yeah,
as a cook.
She's in Yellowknife.
Yellowknife.
Yeah.
But what about your father?
My father, he's always busy working.
Oh, then that. Oh man. So how can you be there at 4 o'clock?
The easiest way you take the bus.
Taxi.
Oh, you take taxi to a bar.
That's gonna be very expensive. So it's the easiest way.
Could you do me a favor? Get
Titus?
A fund.
Okay.
Get a fund, come here. We pay a fund for the guests.
Okay.
And get fund to do the running around.
All we can do is like take the RIT and you go to the RIT, stop at the RIT and they pick you up.
How can you go from your house to Northgate?
Take a bus.
You take a bus?
Yeah.
Yeah. So normally how long it takes to have a blood test?
Usually you have to wait a long time, probably 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay, even though you go earlier?
Yep.
Did you make an appointment with them?
Yeah.
Okay. So normally, it's, if you have an appointment, it's about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how is it tomorrow? What time is your blood test?
1:40.
Do you have a cell phone?
No.
The blood test 1:40.
Do you have like the address of the blood test, the clinic?
It's in Northgate Mall.
Inside the Northgate Mall?
Yeah, upstairs.
So what? 你可以去 Northgate Mall 揾佢.
Mm-hmm.
And Northgate Mall, this 1:40 you say?
Mm-hmm.
So if it 1:40 by 2 o'clock, she'll be able to finish it.
Yeah.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And by 2 o'clock, if he drive you there, by 2:30 you'll be to the church already.
Yeah.
Check the 南边.
Okay, you go to 南边,
right?
Oh, how
are you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you speak Cantonese or Jason?
A little bit.
He speaks Cantonese, he didn't speak that much of English.
He doesn't speak
much
English, eh?
Okay.
Okay. you give him your telephone number and all that, so that you can arrange. Jason, today when you go home, we drive by Northgate. You tell him where you're going to meet him. And he's going to wait for you at the Northgate.
Yes.
To pick you up.
Yeah.
Is that a deal?
Yep.
Is that a deal?
Yep.
That's just it. Okay. Now, Jason, I want to make sure that you have the Holy Spirit inside your heart. What happens if this building collapses? We all die. Where would you go?
Well, when Jesus comes back, he'll resurrect everyone. Well, first fruits, and then later on the rest after the second resurrection.
Who is the first fruit?
Those who believe in Jesus Christ and die in his name, I guess.
No, the first fruit is Jesus Christ himself. He was the first one resurrected. And then those who believe in him will be resurrected. But my question to you is, if this building collapses, you and I die, where would you go? You go to hell or you're going to go to heaven?
Since I'm not baptized, I'm probably go to hell.
No. I think even though you're not baptized, you'll go to heaven because I have no opportunity for you to baptize. But tomorrow, if I baptize you, you say you refuse to be baptized, hey, then it is your responsibility because today I didn't baptize you today. Right? I don't have any water to baptize you. I don't have a baptismal tank. Uh-huh. But I can baptize you in YMCA. So what I need you to do, I need you to bring a swimming trunk. Do you have a swimming trunk?
Hope so.
If you don't have swimming trunk, and any of these, you bring a spare one.
Okay.
And a sweater, you bring a spare one. Get a backpack. Do you have a locker?
No.
You don't have a locker? Use my locker. How does it sound?
Sure.
And then we go there together. Okay. So I baptize you at 4 o'clock. And they tip coin.
兩點鐘喺度等佢得噶啦。零分鐘喺嗰個屋企門嗰度係咪？今日你就約定
this today you're gonna say where you're gonna wait for him. Is that a deal?
Yep.
So we pray. Our Heavenly Father, I give you thanks for going extra mile to save sinner like us, and I pray that you remember the work of our hand. May the beauty of the Lord God Almighty rest upon each and every one of us, so that we know we truly belong to you. If this building collapses, if we die today, we know for sure we go to heaven. We will meet you face to face. And I pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you for coming. Jason, I'm very happy for you.